On today's show, Hyundai's Genesis luxury brand reveals a fuel cell SUV concept. F1's Fernando Alonso is skipping the Monaco Grand Prix to race at this year's Indy 500. And Toyota creates a wild off-road concept that's aimed right at millennials. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, the New York Auto Show is still underway, and we've got more new vehicles to look at. Subaru took the wraps off its upcoming three-row SUV called the Ascent. And while this is a concept, it sure looks production-ready right now. Both this version and the production model feature an all-new turbocharged direct injection boxer engine, but details about its specs were not revealed. The production version will be based on a modified version of the company's global architecture and will be built in Indiana. The Ascent will only be sold in North America, and it's going to start hitting dealerships starting next year. The freshly minted Genesis brand just showed off its first SUV concept called the GV80. It is clearly a concept, but I think we can look past the mesh pattern on the wheels, B and C pillars, and see what a production version might just look like. The silhouette is that of a sporty, luxury SUV with a long hood and tapered roofline. Keep the grille too, and add some door handles as well, and I think you've got Genesis's new SUV. Some variation of the display screen and instrument cluster could carry over as well. A large 22-inch curved OLED screen flows into a large digital instrument cluster. Both are something we're starting to see more of. And we could also see a wide choice of powertrains. The GV80 concept is shown with a plug-in hydrogen fuel cell. But you can bet that would not be the only option. When Hyundai introduced the current Sonata a few years back, its styling was criticized for being blander than the version that it replaced. But now the new version, which was just unveiled in New York, features a bolder design. The vehicle was created at the company's California design studio with American tastes in mind. In addition to the updated design, the 2018 Sonata also features a reworked chassis and suspension to improve ride-in handling. Its top-of-the-line 2-liter turbocharged engine is now mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission, and it's available with more safety equipment. Still to come, Honda shows off the full Clarity lineup.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Well, we got our first look at the plug-in and pure electric versions of the Honda Clarity. The plug-in is impressive. While I think the EV will be a bit of a letdown, here's why. The plug-in will have an estimated electric range of 42 miles from a 17 kilowatt-hour battery pack, which would suit a lot of people's needs. Combined with a 1.5-liter Atkinson cycle four-cylinder engine, the Clarity PHEV will be able to drive over 330 miles. The range of the plug-in will be its main selling point. But I think it will be the downfall of the EV. Honda has not released the range yet, but I think we can make an educated guess. It has a 25.5 kilowatt-hour battery pack. That's smaller than the Nissan Leaf, Volkswagen e-Golf, Ford Focus Electric, and only slightly bigger than the Fiat 500e. All of those vehicles, which are significantly smaller than the Clarity, have about 120 miles of range. So it's likely that the Clarity EV will struggle to hit 100 miles. That's just not acceptable this day and age. But one thing it will have over those other EVs is a comfortable amount of room for 4 to 5 adults. Both the Clarity plug-in and EV go on sale later this year. The plug-in will be available nationwide, while the EV can be leased in California and Oregon. In another Honda news, the company announced that F1 driver Fernando Alonso will race in this year's Indy 500 for the Andretti Autosport team. While it's not that unusual to see drivers from other series compete in the 500, this year's Indy 500 falls on the exact same day as the Monaco Grand Prix, meaning Alonso is skipping that race. While he is disappointed to miss the Monaco race, he's already won it twice. And Alonso says it's always been a dream of his to race in the Indy 500. And you know it's going to be a lot of fun to watch and see how he does, since he's never driven in an Indy car before. And hey, don't forget to tune into Autoline After Hours later today. John and Gary are in New York speaking to executives from Toyota, Infiniti, and Lincoln about their new reveals. And they'll share what they think are the highlights of the show. That's this afternoon on our website, Autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at Toyota's wild new off-road concept. Toyota says the busyness of city-based work life builds an urge to get away. So it created the future Toyota four-wheel drive crossover, or FT4X for short, that's aimed right at city-based millennials. Toyota calls it a four-wheel drive toolbox with rugged charm. You'll notice cues tying it to the FJ Cruiser and a vertical rear window that's similar to what can be found on past Toyotas as well. The design team actually started the styling process from the rear of the concept rather than the front, which they normally do. They did this because they felt like millennials tend to hang around the back of the vehicle when they go out camping or on other trips. And you can see a lot of emphasis was put on the rear tailgate. This is where Toyota employs what it calls mechanical satisfaction. But to learn what that's all about, you're going to have to check out John's interview with Kevin Hunter, the president of Toyota's Kelty Research Center. Interestingly, he says that this isn't too far off from being production ready. Find out why? You can watch that and John's other New York show interviews on our website, Autoline.tv. Just look for the Autoline on the Road section, or you can find them on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for making Autoline Daily a part of your day, and please join us again tomorrow.